Well, everybody should be excited within the racing industry with Racing Victoria. The All-Star Mile has been the announcement. We touched on this with Adam Penghelly and also Brad Davidson yesterday. Then they had the official unveiling yesterday morning. And Peter Vallandis, the boss of Racing New South Wales, says competition breeds excellence. I think he's got a couple of surprises up his sleeve as well, Pete. Let's get to Adam. Hi, Adam.
G'day, TK. G'day, Laurie.
Yeah, look. I think any new concept, I think it's great that participants in the racing industry all benefit from any new concept that comes in.
Yeah, personally, it's fantastic, TK, to have a concept like this. The thing that I like most about it is the fact there's going to be a lot of public engagement involved, the fans here, with this fan-voted way of electing 10 horses into the race. It's very similar to a model or a concept they use in Japan there with Harry McKinnon. Now, we know how fanatical the Japanese fans are over there. But it'll be an online voting system for 10 of the 14 runners, and Racing Victoria will have discretion with a wild card for up to four runners outside of that. So I think this process will generate a fair bit of publicity, just given the way it's set up through the fan voting concept. Obviously, people can log online and vote for their favourite horses. What price Tom Melbourne gets to start in the race next year, guys?
So, Adam, does Racing Victoria put up the names of the horses and then the people vote for them? Or do you, like, I can pick out a horse and get other people to ring up or log on and support my horse that I'm pushing to get into that race?
Yeah, in the initial instance, Laurie, the connections of a particular horse have to nominate. I think it's by the end of January or some stage in January, they have to nominate a horse for the race. Then after that, they'll start the fan voting process. So initially, the horse has to be sort of nominated by the trainer or the owners of the horse to sort of enter the concept. And then they'll take it from there, I suppose. So
does it have to be a certain rating?
You can nominate whatever you like. You could nominate Pop and Scotch, right? But then I think they'll put out a list that everyone can vote on.
Vote on, right?
I think there's a guideline of a minimum rating 70 horse. I think this stage at the very minimum. So I think it's, you know, you can't obviously just vote a maiden or something like that and get some sort of public campaign going and get your horse elected to the All Star Mile. You have to meet a certain criteria. But yeah, I think that process will sort of start with the trainer and owner nominating the horse in January.
And the other thing is it floats between Flemington, Moonee Valley and Caulfield.
And Caulfield, yeah.
I don't mind that. I think that's not a bad idea, guys. Obviously, the three metropolitan race clubs down there are in agreement about how this concept's going to work. So we'll start off with Flemington next year, then go to Caulfield the year after that in 2020, and then Moonee Valley in 2021. So it'd be interesting to see that sort of race sort of evolve around the three different tracks. Obviously, some horses suit different tracks, not just having the race in the same circuit every time. So I think that's going to work as well.
Yeah. And TK was saying early this morning, it clashes with the Golden Slipper in 2020. Is that right?
It possibly could, Laura. Yeah. This is the one concern I do have with the concept, is with the scheduling or the date that's going to sort of sit in the calendar. Now, there's probably no perfect time to run this race, but I think there's a couple of races are going to really be affected at the moment. I think the first one, obviously, is the Australian Cup, which is a 2,000-metre race that's run at Flemington. It's going to be a week before what this race is scheduled to be next year. So you can probably say the Australian Cup's going to take a huge hit next year. If you want to try and get some three-year-olds, well, the Randwick Guineas is going to be run a week prior to this race. So it's going to be hard for the three-year-olds to sort of look at running both the Australian Guineas or the Randwick Guineas and then also the All-Star Mile. So that's going to be a bit of a question mark. The Coolmore Classic next year, this All-Star Mile is going to be on the same day. So it's over 1,500 metres at Rose Hill. What do you do with the mares? Do the mares have to prioritise the one going to Flemington for the All-Star Mile or run the Coolmore Classic? So I can see some concerns with the scheduling of the race next year. I suppose you're going to be drawing, a lot of those races are going to be drawing from a similar talent pool of horses. And as I mentioned, I don't know if there's any perfect time to have a race like this, but I think it's going to have a huge effect on some of the other races around it in the calendar.
Yeah, at this stage, it's 1 week before the Golden Slipper, which means that's 1 week before the George Ryder, and there's only one Winks.
Well, what do they do with the TK? Like, I'll put it this way, first and foremost...
Whatever's best for the horse.
Exactly right. There's no guarantee she's going to come back and race at all in the autumn to start off with, I suppose. But they're going to be going all out to try and get it for this race next year for its inaugural race. The one thing I will say is that Winks' owners and Chris Waller have never been motivated by money, so you can put that to the side. That won't be sort of factoring the equation. Whether it fits into her programming, you know, I'm not too sure. So this race is going to be run, 2 weeks after the Chipping Norton, the race she usually goes through, and a week before the George Ryder, which is the only sort of start she has at Rose Hill each year. And also the other thing is she doesn't usually travel away from home mid-preparation then come back to race in Sydney. So I think there's a few things they're up against trying to get Winks down there for the All-Star Mile next year. It'd be great to have her in a race like that, but if I was a betting man, and I am, I'd be saying she probably won't be there at this stage.
We want to see her here in New South Wales, though. I do, anyhow.
Of course.
There's no doubt. But there'll be some incentive down there.
Well, they might make it more...
They might up the prize money in the George Ryder.
Yeah.